کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا۔ ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. I will just give the gist of these beautiful lines of my Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, who is an arif billah. In all his kalam there is nothing but hal. That means it's nothing just in the form of words. It is really a haqiqat, something that's a reality, whatever he has written and composed. He says that 60, more than 90% of those ashar which are in this big volume here, my Hazrat Damat Barakatuh, he says it early morning, tahajjud time. He used to get up and without any effort, it was as if the ashar used to just descend on his heart. ND5320180 Blue Gold, ND5320180, please remove it. So generally poets like this make a few scratches here, a few scratches there, and then think, and some of them have to really get some kind of inspiration. Our English poets, most of their inspiration is in the toilets, so they get the inspiration. Therefore, you find in some of their toilets volumes of books there. They spend hours in the toilets. This is the reality of big, big volumes there, big, big novels. They sit there and they read. Then they say, we had inspiration. So the inspiration which you get from the toilet, what kind of noor there must be in that inspiration. This is inspiration, tahajjud time. In complete purity, he has made wuzu, he's making his tahajjud salat, and immediately after that, or just when he got up, made wuzu, and suddenly he says, just like pouring out, and he should just write it. And after 60 years or 66 years of his life, 90% of this poet. So it's an inspirational thing. It's not a question of just sitting and composing and presenting oneself as a great poet. Now these ashar, some of them were in Medina Sharif, some of them whilst he was traveling in England, some in Reunion, some in South Africa, and some in the Haram Sharif in front of the Rauza Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this was in front of the Kaaba Sharif, entering the Haram Sharif, watching the Kaaba Sharif. Then he says, Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. It's only with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that I have been able to come to Makkah Mukarrama. It's not the wealth of mine, it's not the gold and silver of mine, it's not my degrees and qualifications, it's not my great personality that I was able to come here. Because I have mentioned having met a person for 22 years, that person was in Jeddah, but he didn't get the tawfiq of going to Madina Sharif. For 22 years. And another person for years, he traveled up and down, up and down. And he mentioned to us whilst on the plane we met him. He was coming down to Nairobi. And he says he's doing some big deals that side and supplying certain equipment and whatever it was. So he comes into Makkah Sharif. But he says he didn't get the opportunity of making any salat in Makkah Sharif. Comes right into Makkah Sharif and is supplying equipment, whatever it may be, to the business houses around there. But he says that for so many years I have come, but I haven't had the opportunity of making a salat. That means he didn't make one tawaf there, he didn't make nothing there. No umrah also, nothing. Just came in there, supplied goods, equipment and went back. So it is not on the strength of a person's wealth or his property or his degrees, his qualifications, his being somebody that you are given the opportunity to go to Makkah Sharif or Madina Sharif. But that's why we ask people to remove their cars during that half an hour that we give. ND532018, urgent, please remove. 532018, if you are here, please remove your car immediately. MDONP. So therefore he says, karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aya. This haram sharif came in front of me with the fazl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. With his kindness, with his tawfiq, I have been able to come now and look at the haram sharif, look at the Kaaba sharif. From our hometowns and from our cities, like now we made our salat, we all said facing the qibla, or we all faced the qibla, whether we said it or not. But we know we all are facing in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Our Qibla is the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Whichever part of the world any person is facing in that direction. The Kaabatullah Sharif, we know that it is directly below the Baitul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba Sharif of the angels. They go round and round. The first house to be built on earth for the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now all the history that goes with it, they say, karam se tere saam. And then Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is like that waterfall. I've said many times that it's like that waterfall. We have Niagara Falls, we have Victoria Falls. Those who have seen it, volume of water and the way it's pouring, that even if you're sitting at a distance, the spray and the splash, it drenches the person even if he's at quite a distance from you. Look at the spray. So if the water of this world falling from a height onto the ground with a force, the spray and the splash goes far and wide and soaks the person and drenches the person, then what about the rains of Noor that's pouring on the Kaaba Sharif because it's linked directly with the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What kind of downpour there must be? What volume of Noor must be pouring? And the effect of that is felt even in our country and any part of the world. There may be a very little effect depending on the type of link that the person's heart has with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because one is Baytullah, the house of Allah Ta'ala, and one is Rabbul Bayt, master of that home, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the Kaaba Sharif is not just to look around here, there, we see some people making tawaf. It is as if it's an exercise. Just gazing sometime in this direction, sometime in that direction, sometime in that direction. There is rains of noor pouring. So therefore is a karam se unke mere saamne, unka haram aya hamari zindagi ka waqt. The most precious time of my life, the most valuable time, the most inspirational time, the most beautiful time of my life is now that has come. Person when he's really, really emotional and when he has really conditioned his mind, he has disciplined himself, he has made a lot of tawbah, istighfar. With his halal earnings, he is proceeding towards Makkah Sharif. And now, he is excited because first time he is going to be seeing the Kaaba Sharif right in front of him. All his life he was making this Allahu Akbar from thousands of miles away. And now he is going to come right in front of him. And he has heard also that the first dua that you make is always accepted. So as he is entering, he is looking for it. And suddenly he sees the whole Kaaba Sharif in front of him. The most hard-hearted person also breaks down. If he's got some iman in him, the first trip, after that, many a times you don't get that same kefir. So therefore make the best those who are going. The first glance of the Kaaba Sharif, it is something out of this world. The person is carried away. He's going in a different world. He doesn't even know who's on his right or left. And sometimes he becomes so emotional and his tears begin to flow and sometimes his voice is raised and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. And he carries on like that. So therefore, waqt-e mukhtanam aaya. Karam se Rabb-e Kaaba ke dua yaan rad nahi hoti. Nazar ke saamne qismat se meri multazam aaya. And then after some time he gets the opportunity now to go into the Multazam, where the chests of every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala attached. Where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the dua is never rejected at the Multazam. Every muhaddith who I recall narrated that hadith sharif. They all not only narrated that hadith sharif, but they said that we made dua at the Multazam and it was accepted. Not one, how many du'as. And this sinful, insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala states the same thing. Experience so many du'as that were made there, we saw the fruits of those du'as, sometimes immediately. Therefore, my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, whose poetry says, while she was making tawaf, so in the tawaf, he says, ek shayr, mauzu ho gaya. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, main jaagta hu ya rab ya khwab dekh raha hu. Where my qismat to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif? Am I wide awake or am I fast asleep and seeing some dream? And then he said on one occasion, جو گرے ادھر زمین پر میرے عشق کے ستارے جو گرے ادھر زمین پر میرے عشق کے ستارے تو چمک اٹھا فلک پر میری زندگی کا تارا. جو گرے ادھر زمین پر میرے عشق کے ستارے. When the stars of my tears fell onto the ground, to chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. Then the star of my bandagi of Allah Ta'ala, slavery of Allah Ta'ala, that shone in the heavens. And on another occasion, he says again, whilst making tawaf and going to the Multazam, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. اسے او اللہ, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم, ویڈ مائی فارچون ٹو میک طواف آف دا کعبہ شریف. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, دس ارتھ اینڈ دا گراؤنڈ آن وچ مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فیٹ واکڈ, ٹوڈے مائی ڈرٹی فلتی فیٹ, دا فیٹ وچ آئی نو وچ پلیسز اٹ ہیز گون تھرو, آف کورس دیٹ واز ناٹ ہز کنڈیشن, آئی ایم ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اور کنڈیشن, اٹ واز ناٹ حضرت's کنڈیشن دین. ہی از سیئنگ دیٹ we must think like that, that these feet of ours, we know where we have walked with these feet, which cinemas they visited, which theaters they went to, which prostitute quarters, escort agencies, which discos, which nightclubs, which filthy places our feet walked to, and now you get the opportunity of walking exactly on the same piece of ground on which the pure, park feet of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, on which the feet of the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, on which the feet of 124,000 companions of Nabi alayhi sallatu wa sallam, on which the feet of millions of awliya-i kiram of the world walked. Today, he says, I am given the opportunity to walk exactly on that same piece of ground. And then when you go to the Multazam, you say, jisse chipke te kul si naye ambiya. The 120,000 plus minus whatever it was of the ambiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, you say, jisse chipke te kul si naye ambiya. The stones may have changed, but that's the Multazam. The Hajre Aswad, those stones that have been put in there, the same stones that came from the heaven. So, mere sine ko hasil hai wo multazam. My chest is blessed with the opportunity of attaching itself to that same multazam. So, it's a great opportunity. But unfortunately, it has also become tourism. Tourism, that's that we were going to tour the Makkah Sharif. So, when you go to tour, then we may go like how we go other places and we come back empty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fill our hearts when we are there. Karam se Rabbe Kaaba ke dua yahan rad nahi hoti. Dua does not get rejected there. Nazar ke saamne qismat se mere multazam aaya. Yahan ka zarra zarra mazhar anwar Kaaba hai. Everything around there is a reflection of the anwar of the Kaaba Sharif. Wherever you go. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala chose Makkah Mukarramah for his birth. Is that not sufficient? If Allah ta'ala chose Makkah Mukarramah for the revelation of the first verses of the Quran Sharif on Jabal Nur in the cave of Hira, so is that not sufficient for the azmat besides all the other things? Ye Malik ka karam hai uspe jo uske haram aaya. It's Allah Ta'ala's fazal whomsoever He blessed to come to the Haram Sharif there. And then the real crux of it, and that is what I wanted to get Maulana to read, mashallah.
Agar che pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Agar che pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, tera tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya.
It may have been written for Makkah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif. But it applies to all of us in this Mubarak night, 29th, that is the connection. Agar che pur khatwa hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Oh my beloved Allah, I acknowledge that I am the most sinful one. We are full of sins and full of faults and full of weaknesses. Par kahan jaye tera banda? Where else must I go, my Allah? Where else must I go? Which other door is there for me that I can tap? Who else is there for me? Before whom I can shed my tears and ask for forgiveness? Who is there to listen to me and give me forgiveness of my sins? Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Just as the Kaabatullah Sharif, the Haram Sharif, it is the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and those who are blessed with the opportunity where the Kaaba Sharif is right in front, and they're making sajda, and they're making tawaf, and they're making ibadat, and they're crying, and they're begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at His door. The masajid are also the houses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we apply it to ourselves. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. My beloved Allah, it is the 29th night. The month of Ramadan has almost left us. It's just a few hours left now. Allah Ta'ala only knows whether we will be able to see another Ramadan. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. But where must we go, although we know we are full of evil and vices and sins? Our hearts, there is absolutely no noor and no tajalli, nothing but darkness, zulmat, darkness of sins has engulfed our hearts, as a result of which we cannot seem to get onto track. We are being dragged by the cinemas, theatres, Hollywood, Bollywood and porn sites, drugs and other things. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. So say it. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. I have come to your door, my beloved Allah, because you are Kareem. Kareem gives even to those who are not deserving. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. I have come to your door. Ba ummeede karam, that we have got so much of hope that you are Kareem, you are most forgiving, most compassionate, most merciful. It is the night of the 29th of Ramadan, the Eid, the blessed Mubarak night, the last of the odd nights, the last of those flights taking off. My beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do anything the whole of Ramadan. Our lifestyles remain the same. Our sins did not decrease. Nothing seemed to have really transformed. But tonight we say, my beloved Allah, agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Zuban e shukr qasir hai, lughat mein dam nahi akhtar. Meri ummeed se zyada nazar unka karam aaya. See, my tongue does not have the words to make your shukr, O Allah. There's no vocabulary to make shukr of yours. If Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with that opportunity, and as I said, that may be going to the Haram Sharif and making tawaf and looking at the Kaaba Sharif. But even this opportunity which Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that out of so many people, Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to spend some time in the masjid and to make tawbah from our sins and to seek from the Malik who is Kareem. There are lots of things we can talk about, but this is the night for seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So therefore this is very, very apt. Zuban e shukr qasir hai. Lughat mein dam nahi akhtar. Meri ummeed se zyada nazar unka karam aaya. That Allah is so merciful, so merciful, so merciful. That whatever hopes I had on that Allah, that He will forgive this much, I found Him to be much, much more forgiving than that. Whatever I may be. Because He is my Kareeb Rabb. Mawla, phir kuch suna dijiye, is dam nahi meri. Koi suna dijiye, shuru se.
Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Hamari zindagi ka waqt waqte mughtanam aaya. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Hamari zindagi زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعائیں رد نہیں ہوتی، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعائیں رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ،
اللہ
اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا،
گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وہ امید کرم آیا. Fitting in with the occasion being the 29th night, therefore munajats, duas to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we had the completion of the Taraweeh and we had a lengthy dua. But now individually we should be making. We don't know whether it is the last 29th night of our lives. Allah Ta'ala only knows.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye.
Oh Allah, I need your support for this life of mine. Every second of my life, every breath of my life, I need your support. Without Allah Ta'ala's support, person can't survive in this world, he can't exist. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love in my heart. This heart. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai jis dil mein tu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai jis gul mein bu na ho. He said, oh Allah, what benefit is that heart in which your love is not there? If the love of Allah Ta'ala is not in any heart, then he said, what's the purpose of that heart? Love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what's the purpose of that rose flower which has got no fragrance of the rose? Those artificial flowers, they look like the rose, but they're not genuine, they're fake. So if we don't want our hearts to be like that, we don't want that outwardly we all look like roses, but in our hearts there's no fragrance of zuhud and qanaat and shukr and sabr and tawakkul and yaqeen, there's no fragrance. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai jis dil mein tu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai jis gul mein bu na ho. That is our condition. We must all look at ourselves. We look outwardly like rose flowers. But do we have that fragrance of the rose in our akhlaq, in our muamlat, in our muashara, in our dealings? For the first time it is coming with this unwan. That we all look like roses with our beautiful topis and kurtas and everything white. But where is the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Where is the fragrance? So he said, Ya Allah, my heart and your muhabbat. So one preacher was preaching somewhere. One wise, he was giving bayan, was nasihat. On love and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And there were a lot of people that were there, prime ministers and kings and the king and rulers and everywhere. So there's an example of to take a lesson. So there's one person, whilst everybody was engaged in listening to that preacher or listening to that wa'iz, a person came and said, I lost my donkey, I lost my donkey. He said, now is this the occasion in the court where all such kind of people have gathered, all great, great people have gathered, and now a person comes in and says, I lost my donkey. So the wise said, he said, in this gathering, Is there anybody who never experienced the love of Allah Ta'ala, because it was a Muslim congregation. In his entire life, he didn't experience the love of Allah Ta'ala. Is there anybody? So for a little while, there was silence. Then three people got up and they say, we never experienced the love of Allah Ta'ala in our lives. So he addressed that person and he said, you're looking for your donkey, there's three here. Take them. See, you're looking for one that you lost, there's three we got here. Take them. That's an example, but it teaches a lesson. So, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara se. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We need the shore of the ocean of love of yours, my Allah. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Our forehead and your door, my Allah. That is our desire, Muslim. Then he'll still marry, he'll do his business, he'll be absolutely normal. When it's time to cry, he'll cry. When it's time to laugh, he'll laugh. In his home, with the children, with the grandchildren, his behavior will be different. With the adults, it will be different. With the mashayikh, it will be different. With the ulama, it will be different. With the congregation, it will be different. He will be looking at what is befitting that occasion according to Sharia. So, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, unke hote sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Whatever kind of gham you have, pain you have, distress you have, depression you have, poverty, sickness, illness, finding life very narrowed and tightened, not being able to make some tilawat and zikr and ibadat, whatever that gham may be, whether it is spiritual or physical, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Put the forehead before Allah Ta'ala, raise your hands before Him and beg of Him, oh my Allah, I'm in distress. Like Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called out in the bottom of the ocean, in the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the stomach of the whale, the darkness of the night, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Inni kuntu minaz zalimin. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants that we must acknowledge. Atiraf of kusur, acknowledgement of weakness. So, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. If Allah Ta'ala is ours, then what sahara do we need? He will then create the means. Who is the creator of the means? It's Allah Ta'ala. So, He will then create the means. So, this Mubarak night of the 29th, this is the lesson. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. We all have got different kinds of problems and worries and anxieties and restlessness in our lives. Some of us have got the restlessness of sins and vices and evils. Some have got restlessness, anxieties of business. Some of marriage problems. Some have got financial problems. Some have got some other kind of problem. As I say, all over the world is nothing but complaints. Somebody is complaining of oppression. Somebody of suppression. Somebody of depression. Somebody is saying that my car got no compression. But everybody is complaining. So, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye.
मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, गम में सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए, उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, लज्जते खर याद तूफानों में है, लज्जते पर याद तूफानों में है, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए।
दिस इज द कंडीशन ऑफ द ग्रेट औलिया, लज्जते पर याद तूफानों में है। वी आर नॉट लाइक दैट. That when the storms from all sides, then that enjoyment that you get in the dua, because the person is now totally helpless, and that time what he makes the dua, and the enjoyment that he gets in that dua, he will not get in any other dua. But because we are extremely weak servants of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot take any kind of difficulty and pain and trouble, therefore we should not ask Allah Ta'ala for tufan and storms. We should say, Ya Allah, keep us on the shore all the time. Of afiyat, of salamati, of izzat, of rahmat, of barakat. But the condition of the awliya is this.
Lazzate faryad tufanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai is kanara chahiye, haswele sa फिल मुझे तूफ़ान में है, तेरे जलवों का नजारा चाहिए, अपनी आहों से दरे जाना पे मीर, अपनी आहों से दरे जा ना पे मीर, अपनी बिगड़ी को सवारा चाहिए, अपनी आहों से दरे जा ना पे मीर, अपनी बिगड़ी को सवारा चाहिए,
अपनी आहों को दरे जाना पे मीर. Shed the tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and make right your affairs. If we want to put right our affairs, we want to get on track. If we have been derailed and we now want to come on track again and we want to take off and not remain like speck of dust on the ground, then dare jana pe apni aahon se meer. Cry before Allah Ta'ala. Beg. This is the 29th night. That is what it is all about. Beg Allah Ta'ala. Ghalib was a very great poet, very well known, very famous. So he said, Tum kis muh se kaaba jaoge, Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Said, Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed? You know what you have done. In your lifetime, what dandas you have done, you know very well. How are you going to go with this face to the Kaaba Sharif? So Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, غالب نے امت کو مایوس کر دیا. In this poetry, غالب has made the امت despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Now if everybody is going to say that, how can I go to the Kaaba Sharif? Because which person has got such pure feet and pure hands and pure eyes and pure heart to go there? So now everybody will say, well, we can't go because we are not clean and pure. So he said, he changed it. What he changed it to? میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا, شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا. With the same face I will go to Kaaba Sharif. I won't worry about all shame business. But then what will I do there? میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا, شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا. رو رو کے میں ان کو مناؤں گا, اپنی بگڑی یوں بناؤں گا. But when I go there, I'm not going to do shopping sprees and see how the new malls are there, and then go also Jeddah touring all the seaside resorts there and everything else. Then I will go to the Kaaba Sharif, check how many, Makkah Sharif, then I will check there all the latest equipment and gadgets and everything coming from around the world and have a nice time in the hotels and lounges. I'm not going to do that. Ro ro ke unko manaunga. I will cry at the Kaaba Sharif and make my Allah pleased with me. Apni bigri yu banaunga. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala become pleased with us too. May He forgive us our sins. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I will have about 10 minutes of zikrullah and then 5-10 minutes of dua and terminate for the night. There won't be another program. Individually occupy yourself. Make dua to Allah ta'ala. Beg. Cry. We can be amongst 1,000 people, 10,000 people, million people, but we can still be alone with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Yaar hai Ya Rab Tu Mera Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu, Mujhko Faqat Tujh Se Ho Muhabbat, Khalq Se Main Bezaar Rahu. ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامیدِ کرم آیا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامیدِ کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامیدِ کرم آیا. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام My beloved Allah, we had the khatam of the Qur'an Sharif in the Taraweeh prayers tonight. It's a Mubarak night of Ramadan, the last of the odd nights, the 29th night of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, your rains of rahmat pour in these Mubarak nights. We sinful servants have extended our begging bowls. You are so compassionate, so kind, so loving, so forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we begged of you and begged of you and begged of you after the Taraweeh prayers, after the completion of the Qur'an Sharif. Now after Zikrullah, we have once again raised our begging bowls. For where else can we go, my Allah? Our life in your control. Our health in your control, our wealth in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, the homes in which we live in your control. Everything is in your control, my beloved Allah. Therefore we are turning towards you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my Allah. You dearly love to forgive. You dearly love to give your bounties and your name. We acknowledge every mistake of ours, every error of ours, every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah,
we are not expressing any kind of happiness over our sins. We are ashamed of the sin that we have committed in our lives. But where else can we go, my Allah? We are in your house and we have raised our begging bowls before you. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر بہ امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا اب تو معاف کر دے میرے پیارے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. In this night of Ramadan, the 29th night, you are watching us this part of the night, raising our begging bowls before you, my Allah. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No sleep overcomes you, man. You are watching this very moment. If there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you watch the movement of that ant. You provide rizq and sustenance for that ant. How can you not be listening to us this very moment? You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. There is no way that we can go back. There is no way we can bring those days back. Ya Allah, the only thing we can do now is seek forgiveness for all the sins that we committed in our lives. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Give us the himmat to make qazas of the namazes that we have missed, to keep qazas of the fast that we have missed, to pay back the zakat that may be due, and to go for hajj if it is fast. Give us the himmat to fulfill the rights of all, and to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Give us a purified heart, my Allah. Give us a purified heart. How long are we going to walk with dirty, filthy hearts? Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya and siddiqeen. Make us yours and become ours. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Bless everyone with hidayah. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless us all with good health, physical and spiritual. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Those who are married, bless them with marriage of bliss and happiness in this world and happiness in the hereafter. Those who are not married are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are writing examinations, bless them with success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive all the mistakes and errors that we may have made in this month of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the fast that we kept. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Accept it with your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. accept our tilawat of the Quran Sharif with all its mistakes and errors, my beloved Allah, according to your shan. We are presenting to you our broken efforts, my beloved Allah. But you are Rahim and you are Kareem. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our charities. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every person that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, 29th night of Ramadan. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests, the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal, with your kindness and ihsan, remove their pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the hardships. Darche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Darche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Darche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Ya Allah. The time of our departure comes. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Bless us with shahadat in Medina. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor, bless them with jannatul firdaus, give their family members kith and kin, sabr jameel and ajr azim. Those who have requested for duas, my beloved Allah, we are presenting to you their request. Unki nek tamannao ko pura kar de. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.